The UW-Eau Claire housed most of its student body on campus, but nearly 230 students, including 66 freshmen, will stay in two local hotels. That's due to a higher-than-expected number of returning students returning to the dorms. Chuck Major, the university's director of housing, says there will still be dorm staff and services for the hotel students.
It really does resemble a residence hall on campus. In fact, we refer to it as the Plaza Residence Hall or the America's Best Value Residence Hall.
Meanwhile, Paul Evans of UW-Madison Housing says they're in a crunch too, but expect relief soon.
Historically, we've always had to turn away students in the hundreds that we were unable to house. That's why we're so excited about two new halls that got approval in the state budget that will accommodate, we think, all of the new students who would like to live on campus.
That's 560 additional beds once the dorms are built. The first one's slated to open in 2012. As for UW-Milwaukee, Housing Director Scott Peek has this forecast.
Our estimate this year that we had around 1,800 students that we would have housed had we had the facilities for them. We've been continuously adding more housing facilities for the students and broke ground for a new facility of 700 beds that will be ready next fall.
UW-Green Bay is also expecting a new dorm for fall 2010. That's probably too late for the 100 students on its current housing wait list. Residential staff say that figures on par with previous years. Brian Bull, Wisconsin Public Radio.